Hello and welcome to Kathleen Can Do It, the DIY podcast celebrating the fun and fails of doing it yourself. I'm Kathleen Heaney.
And I'm Kathleen Martin. And we're just two Kathleens coming at you with some thoughts on Valentine's Day.
And in this episode, we are discussing homemade gifts and home decor gifts that you can give yourself or your loved ones on this upcoming Day of Cupid. Yeah, you know, that little like fatty cherub baby shooting you with the arrow.
Love it when babies shoot me with arrows. Fills me with so much love.
I like buying myself gifts on Valentine's Day. Don't really buy them for my husband. I buy them for my friends.
That's nice.
Yeah, like Galentine's Day. I have more fun buying gifts for Galentine's Day than I do for Valentine's Day.
I always buy myself gifts.
You do. You buy yourself gifts every day is Valentine's Day when you're Kathleen Martin.
There's that meme that's like, treat yourself. You deserve it. And then in parentheses, it's like, says the person that has never once limited themselves ever.
I know. And you know what? I hate it when boomers say to millennials or Gen Zers, like, if you would just stop buying that latte for $6, you would have enough to retire by 60. And it's like, no, boomer. We treat ourselves because this is the only happiness that we get in life. Like, our jobs suck, our bosses stink, and nobody believes that we have any value in this world.
Kathleen, you're your own boss.
You know what? My boss does stink. She's unorganized and she's always late.
She's a mess.
Before we get into all the V-Day stuff, we have to talk about some breaking interior design news. Kohler, famous, I don't know, how would you describe them? But they do bathrooms.
Yeah, sinks, toilets. I think they're just like a classic bathroom brand.
Tubs, faucets, all sorts of stuff. They have announced that they're going to be releasing two vintage colors of sinks, bathtubs, and toilets. Now, I know how much you like talking about toilets, Kathleen. And I think it was in our bathroom refresh episode where you revealed to everybody that you clean the inside of the toilet with your hand and like a Clorox wipe.
Who, me?
Which I still have PTSD after listening to that. So Kohler is coming out with these vintage colors that they used to make.
Okay, let me read you the six colors.
Ooh, please do.
Pink champagne. Just like a bubbly pink, bubblegum pink.
Yeah.
Peach blow.
I would say it's like a muted, soft, peachy mauve.
It's kind of like, what's a pheromone ball color?
Pink round.
It's like an in-betweeny peachy.
Yeah. A pink round when they're having a sad day. Like pink round with seasonal depression.
Spring green, which reads teal to me, like a turquoise.
Yeah, but like not a bright in your face turquoise.
Yeah, a little bit more pastel.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have avocado. Ugh. You don't like it?
I don't like the avocado.
See, I like it.
It looks to me like fern green pastel with brown undertones. It's very 60s.
I can picture a whole super, super green bathroom with this into it.
Okay.
See, I don't love the next one, sunrise yellow.
Like a washed out buttercup. I don't like this either because it reminds me of the color of pee.
You need to drink more water.
I know, I do.
And the last one is lavender.
Kohler is giving the years that they used to produce these colors, and I'm very into the lavender, and they said that they released it at first in 1927, and to me, lavender is a new shade that's like a very early 2020 shade where everything started to become lavender. I didn't realize it was a trend in the 20s.
It just shows that everything that goes around comes around. Mm-hmm. Things are in cycles. We went very clean and white and now we're bringing color back. Yes.
I love the idea of a colored bathtub or a colored sink. I don't know how I feel about a toilet.
Yeah.
In a solid color.
Well, my bidet would stand out too much, so I can't do it.
Oh, that's right.
My bidet seat's just a clip-on, so it'd really stand out.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Such a bummer.
You'll never be able to replace the top or the toilet seat if they stop making it in that color.
Got by 10.
White toilets to me are kind of like white plates. I only like eating my food off of white plates.
See, I was that way and I totally get it, but I did get a very, very, very light blush pink into it.
I mean, that's basically white.
Yeah.
If you had one of these items in your bathroom, I think the easiest one for it to match with would be like a statement tub. Mm-hmm. And then after that, a statement sink. Mm-hmm. But you would really have to go bold or go home because you can't have an all white bathroom and just like one random pink bubblegum, pink champagne tub sitting in your bathroom.
I picture just like all these just need a wallpaper. Yeah. It's like a really fun wallpaper.
So Kohler is having people vote on their website right now. I voted for the spring green, which is from the year 1927. And then I voted for lavender, also 1927. And they're going to announce the winner on February 1st. Which ones did you vote for, Kathleen?
Pink champagne and peach blow.
Oh, I'm surprised. I thought you were going to vote for the avocado.
Well, I felt peer pressure not to. I literally changed my vote. Speaking of peer pressure.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day is coming up.
Yes.
There is pressure to celebrate. There's pressure to celebrate both if you're with someone and without someone. It's really commercialized in all aspects.
You're right. I never thought about how even if you're single, you're pressured to celebrate this holiday.
What if you don't even have girlfriends?
Yeah, if you don't have anyone to celebrate Valentine's Day with.
They feel double sad.
Do you like this holiday?
I do. Mm. Even when I was single, I love love. I love the idea of it.
Yeah.
I don't care about the commercialization. Buy me gifts. Give me chocolate. Into it.
I have often felt like this holiday was too corny and I was too cool for Valentine's Day. And why would I waste my money spending, I don't know, $60 a plate on a prefix menu when the day after, the day before, I can go and get whatever I want on the menu for cheaper, you know? Right. I don't know. I have mixed feelings about it. So this is actually pretty personal, but I'm going to be real here. Last Valentine's Day, I ran into ShopRite for some reason, and I'm in the self-checkout lane, and there's a guy next to me buying, I don't know, like six packages of Ferrero Rocher.
Wow.
And I'm thinking to myself, it is the evening of Valentine's Day. Who is he still giving those to?
Six lovers.
Right? Like six different lovers. I'm like hardcore judging him like, oh, I'm so happy that Neil doesn't go out and spend money on this candy. And like, we don't need the sweets in the house. We're so practical and blah, 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 blah. And I was journaling about it. And by the time I got to the end of my journal entry, I realized that I was a little bit sad that we don't really celebrate because other than it being a commercialized holiday, it's just a chance to either show your partner a little bit of love and appreciation or show yourself a little bit of love and appreciation.
That's the way I think of it. And I think that's the way I've always thought about it. Even though, yes, it's commercialized, it is good to have that reminder. It is good to just go out of your way and show love.
I'm so happy I never had a boyfriend who like showed up with lingerie for me or something.
Ew, ew, ew. No, no.
Right?
That's not the gift I want. No.
When you give your partner lingerie, to me, that's like, I'm giving you this because I expect something in return. Because
I want to see you in it. No, like give me a comfy pajama set.
oh my God. Give me new sheets, comfy socks, a comfy pajama set, something that is luxurious to me in my own time and not the time that we're doing the dirty.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
So the only gifts that I've purchased so far for Valentine's Day this year are for my girlfriends and for myself.
Perfect. What'd you get?
So I went on CozyEarth.com. They're a partner of ours. We love our bamboo sheet sets.
Love.
And I was like, let me spread this love to other people in my life. And I went on to buy my girlfriend's socks.
Ooh.
Right? That's a good Valentine's Day gift. I feel like it's better than, going to Home Goods and picking up a jewelry dish, you know, because everybody's got a million of those.
Or chocolate. They go away. Socks are forever.
Socks are forever.
Unless you lose them.
Socks are the new diamonds.
Let's take it further. Sheets are the new diamonds.
And Cozy Earth sheets are one of Oprah's favorite things.
I trust Oprah. If Oprah's saying they're good, I know they're good, but I know they're good because I have the sheets and oh my God.
Ooh, you know, are you gonna make love on those sheets on Valentine's Day, Kathleen?
No. I will tell you. Okay, so this is an update. We've had the sheets for a few weeks now.
Yeah.
I have, I don't know, 4 sets of sheets, not Cozy Earth. I have 1 set of Cozy Earth.
Yeah.
I now wash the Cozy Earth. Mm-hmm. And put them right back on. And I'm a hot sleeper. Cozy Earth has like a magical temperature regulating thing.
They do.
I cannot go back to any other sheets. I have been ruined for other sheets. It's Cozy Earth only.
You know what the cool thing about our Cozy Earth bamboo sheet set is that Cozy Earth comes with a 10-year warranty.
That's a really long time. That's great.
So every Valentine's Day from now until 10 years from now, you can be like, are my sheets still working? Are they good? Am I having good snuggles in my sheets? And Cozy Earth, if they're not serving you anymore, Cozy Earth has that guarantee to back it up.
I really do think it's a great gift for Valentine's Day because it's something that if you are single, you can enjoy yourself. It's a luxury that feels so good. Or if you have a partner, it's something you both can enjoy.
Oh.
So you gift it to them, but you're really gifting it to yourself.
Yeah, lingerie is out.
And Cozy Earth is in.
They have these cozy socks that I bought for my girlfriends, and they come in a 3-pack. I like buying things in 3-packs because it's like I purchase one gift and then I've got 3 gifts inside of there.
Yeah, that's smart.
They come in like a couple of different color variations, but I did the one with the baby blue and the almond and the white, and it comes out to like $10 a gift, which is such a good price.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that.
I also purchased myself a robe from Cozy Earth.
Which one? I'm so jealous.
The women's stretch knit bamboo kimono robe. And I got it in the white because, I don't know, I was just feeling like I'm going to get out of the shower and I want to maintain a clean palette or something.
Yeah, it's very spa-like.
But what the great part is that it's on sale on the website.
Ooh.
And then our code is 30% off.
35.
Oh my 35. God. Our code is 35%
off. Don't shortchange your code. Yeah.
Yeah. So then I bought myself a Valentine's Day gift using my own code, which is Kathleen.
I hope I'm one of the friends and I get a sock.
I'll give you one of the socks, I promise.
Woohoo.
So if you would also like 35% off at CozyEarth.com, all you have to do is go to CozyEarth.com and then use the code Kathleen.
Again, that's CozyEarth.com and use the code Kathleen.
Do you and Brian give each other gifts?
We do a lot of experience gifts.
Mm-hmm.
So every year for the last 3 years, we went skiing in Vermont instead of Christmas presents. I love stuff like that. So I was mentioning before we started recording the love languages.
Yes.
And I think that's really important when it comes to Valentine's Day or just showing love in general is how you like to receive love. And some people don't like gifts in general as a way to receive love. So if you don't know what the love languages are, they're quality time, words of affirmation, physical touch, gifts, and acts of service. So I like quality time.
Yeah.
So that's when like the trip or planning a date night or something like that.
Yeah.
And I would say I do like physical touch, but not in that way, like in like hand holding and hugs and shoulder massages.
Yeah. Or just like being touched at a time when you don't expect to be touched.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're making something for dinner, you're chopping something up and your significant other comes up behind you.
Yeah.
I once realized that Neil and I weren't doing that enough to each other when I got a pat down by the TSA, and I was like not upset about it. It felt kind of good.
They say, I don't know if there's any science behind this, but they say humans need like 12 hugs a day.
Oh,
like,
really?
To like feel like alive, which can be upsetting if you're not getting those hugs.
Well, you know what? That's when you do a deep dive into pillows that are shaped like torsos.
Oh my gosh.
Like,
it'd be a weird search.
To me, as a DIYer and somebody who loves home decor, like, I know in the past, Neil and I have been like, okay, for this Valentine's Day, we're just going to take whatever money we would spend on a date or gifts and we're going to put it into the fund for that new storage bed.
Yeah.
Or for that couch or something. But I think my love language is spending time together, quality time.
Yeah.
I'm like you. And more than anything, I wish that my husband would be like, hey, let's work on a DIY project together.
That really gets you going.
It does. It truly does.
That's important. Knowing how you want to receive love and how you give love. Brian definitely shows love through acts of service. He cooks, he grocery shops, he takes care of the house.
Yeah, but you decorate the house.
I know, but.
Okay. I wrote some jingles, some cards, some poems that you can give to somebody.
Okay.
And so I wrote a couple.
I have not heard them yet. This is a fresh take.
Here is something that you could write in a card to your loved one on this day. You do the dishes, I'll wash the clothes, and leave me to the home decor because your style blows. No, you could send that to Brian. Okay. This is the one that I'm going to give to you.
Okay.
I'm glad you're my friend. We both like DIY. Facebook Marketplace junk is our favorite thing to buy.
So true. So true.
Yeah, that's a good Galentine's Day one. Okay. This next one is a little dark. It's a little macabre.
Okay.
But it's still, you know, DIY. I'll make you a bench. I'll make you a bed. I'll make you a coat rack and a coffin when you're dead. I think it's sweet, though.
Oh, my God.
Right? You're going to make them everything.
That's, yes.
And even their final resting place.
Yeah. Ooh, okay.
Okay. This next one is for people who don't want to. Yeah, there's more. This next one is for people who just want to not touch each other on Valentine's Day. Or like maybe you want to give the hint to your significant other that you just want to like spend time with them, but you don't want to like.
No lingerie.
Yeah, no lingerie. You're a rock star in bed between the blankets and pillows. But on this year's Valentine's Day, can we just scroll through Zillow?
That's funny.
I mean, that's my love language.
Yeah.
Someone sending me pictures of amazing houses on Zillow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Goals.
Let's go shopping at Home Goods and also at World Market. Then we'll make love in the dressing room at Target. It's a good one. It's a classic. Okay. I have one more.
Okay.
You do me so good, like a cordless vacuum cleans. Let's have sex in the tool room and then paint the bedroom green.
You have a tool room?
I mean,
one can dream of a tool room.
Garage was harder to rhyme with.
That's true. I don't think much rhymes with garage.
So I think I'm going to pop these on our website so people can download them and print them out if you want to give them to someone in your life.
Great. Kathleen will spend the next 20 hours now designing them in cute fonts for you.
So are you a homemade card maker for Valentine's Day, or are you someone who goes out and buys cards for Valentine's Day?
I would say both. I have vivid memories of making like elementary school boyfriends, elaborate cards. But also Paper Source, you know, that stationery store.
Mm-hmm.
They have just like really cute, clever, I think small brand cards. So I would always get them there. But in a pinch, I'm just going to make it myself.
Can I tell a very, very, very cute, since this is our Valentine's Day episode, a very cute story about Paper Source?
Of course.
So you got married in September, and after the wedding, you stayed at an Airbnb, and instead of going home, you went right to the airport from the Airbnb. So I took my car, I went to your Airbnb, I got some of the stuff that you weren't taking with you on your trip.
Yeah, you let me put all my wedding junk in your apartment for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. Listen, I got so much other junk in there, I didn't even notice it. And at one point, your husband pulls me aside and he shows me from Paper Source this stationery that he had purchased. And Brian and I didn't really know each other all that well back then. Like, I know him more now and he's such a nice guy. But he looks at me and he's like, hey, can I give you $10 to go to Paper Source to buy another one of these stationery sets? Mm. And I was like, yeah, sure, I guess. Yeah, I mean, like, I'll do whatever you need me to do. And then he goes on to tell me it's because he wants to write you a letter every year on your anniversary on the same stationery. And he only has like 30 sheets in the set that he bought.
Holy 30.
And he wanted to make sure that he had enough for the for your entire span of marriage.
For the rest of our lives.
Yeah, you're like tearing up right now. And it was the sweetest, kindest thing. And unfortunately, they were out of it by the time I went to Paper Source, and I like called a whole bunch of paper sources and tried to get the stationery, but it was a seasonal thing. I think he bought it on sale. And anyway, I just thought that that was like the cutest, sweetest thing ever. And maybe if you're married, like maybe Brian is influencing this podcast right now.
Yeah,
a really good DIY gift is get yourself some fancy stationery and every single Valentine's Day write a note to your loved one on the same stationery.
He ended up telling me that story as well. And it's just very sweet, very thoughtful, because when we got married, we couldn't do our own vows. Mm-hmm. It was in a church. So we wrote each other vows and he wrote them, yeah, on that piece
on
of
the
paper.
Stationery.
And we were sitting looking at the New York City skyline and we read each other our handwritten vows.
Oh, that's... Yeah. Okay, well, speaking of your wedding, I did a craft yesterday that came out really cool. I always see on Pinterest when people make their own Valentine's Day cards, but they're really elaborate. And so I was like, maybe I want to do that this year. And so I did this thing where you make your own paper from your junk mail.
Yes.
So I went through all my mail. Anything that was a plain white sheet of paper, I ripped into little pieces. Mm-hmm. I put it into my blender. But then, Kathleen, I also found the two envelopes that your save the date came in and then your wedding invitation Aww. Came in. And one was like a beautiful mauve-y peach, kind of like the Kohler peach color that they're that they're pushing. And another one was a bright orange.
Yeah.
And so in my blender, soaking in water, little pieces of white paper, but also the colors of your envelopes in there. And I made myself recycled paper by soaking the paper in water, blending it up in the blender. I took a screen out of my window from my apartment.
Oh my gosh.
And then you pour the sludge, like your paper sludge, over the screen. Mm-hmm. You press all of the water out. You flip over the screen onto a towel, but the kind of towel that's like not too fluffy.
Right.
You know, once you told me that you only like towels that are rough because you exfoliate with them.
Yeah, I have one towel for my wedding. It's too soft.
It's too soft. So the kind of towel that you can exfoliate with, the rough kind, and then you let that sheet of homemade sludge paper.
Yeah.
But it looks really fancy.
It's I've made it before. Yeah.
It's all like the little pieces of recycled paper in there, and then you can make your own cards out of that. That was a cool craft that I did this year. I'll put a picture on our Instagram and our website so you can see how it's made, but that was pretty cool.
So cool. I love that. So something not similar, but similar. If you want to do something budget friendly, I did this for Brian for Christmas, but it's actually perfect for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So I took an old mason jar that we had and I spent a good amount of time writing 100 reasons why I love Brian.
Oh.
And then cut every little strip out, like a little almost fortune cookie.
Yeah.
And put them in the jar so he can just take it out, you know, for the next 100 days or whatever.
Oh, that's really sweet.
After a while, you're like, did I say his biceps already? I was going to do 365, but after a while, you don't know what you wrote.
Yeah.
And it's like... I love that patch of blonde you have in your hair.
I love that your name starts with the letter B.
Yeah. No, but that there's so many ways that you can show love without spending money. And I think making something homemade is really special.
So now that we've gotten the not spending money out of the
way. Let's spend money.
Let's spend our money. I don't ask for Valentine's Day gifts because we don't really exchange them. But I have been eyeing... this thing. I need to get my tools and my screws and all of my little DIY knickknacks and my, I don't know, my X-Acto knives and whatever. I need to find a way to organize them.
Yeah.
And I would really love it, Neil, if you're listening to this. I really want one of those really large tool cabinets on wheels so I could roll it into the bathroom if I'm fixing stuff in there and I just put my tools or whatever I'm using, my paintbrushes, right back in there after I'm done. I love storage options that roll around.
The second you become organized and are able to stay organized, that's the second part. Your life changes.
Kathleen, I know. So I found this bright orange rolling tool chest. By the way, found it on one website for $300 and something. And then I was like, let me take my own advice and Google image search it. And I found it on Amazon for $189. And we're going to put it on the website. It is an 8-drawer rolling tool chest. It comes in detachable pieces, 2-in-1. Kathleen, you're getting 2 for the price of 1. There's a little locker if you want to keep something locked up in there. And it has all of these cool drawers that you pull out with little compartments in there for, I don't know, rubber bands. I don't know why I save rubber bands, but I do. I save rubber bands.
I save rubber bands from like broccoli and stuff. It looks so handy. We have a whole basement so disorganized. This would be amazing.
Yeah. Like this would be one of my love languages if somebody gifted me with this rolling tool chest.
Neil.
Neil. What is something that you would home decor that you would ask for Valentine's Day this year?
Okay. I want a vertical bookshelf.
Oh.
So it's like, this is called SEI Furniture, also from Amazon. SEI Furniture Southern Enterprise Spine Tower Shelf in Poppy Red. But it's like, you've seen them online for sure, because the way you stack them, it's vertical and it has like one spine, one tower, mm-hmm. and it has the shelves that come out, but it's only like the shelves that come out are smaller than a piece of paper.
Yeah.
And the way you stack them, you can make it disappear if you want. So it just looks like it's a vertical stack of books all on top of each other. And you can't even see the bookshelf.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can make it a little bit more sparse where you see the red in between.
Yes.
But I would love to get that and then go to thrift stores in place and get secondhand books in a rainbow.
Oh.
Make like a rainbow of books.
Oh,
wouldn't that look really cool?
I love it. It gives me such pleasure when I see bookshelves that are arranged by color, but then you can't really ever find anything. Not that my bookshelf is arranged in any way where I can find anything right now, but I love these very minimalistic spine bookshelves because they kind of just melt into the background, and finding vertical space is easier if you live in a small apartment or house or something. Finding vertical space is easier than finding horizontal space.
It's actually a really great option for really any space because it would fit in an apartment. You don't have to put any holes in the wall. It just, you could put it in a corner anywhere. So I love that.
Really functional. Yes, functional for Valentine's Day is my motto this year.
But if I were recommending a gift for somebody, I'm trying to, with my wise old age, not buy as many things I don't need.
Yeah.
So I already have 2 Chappy wraps. But you know, it is my favorite blanket. They came out with a new line for like springy, but also Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
There's this light pink gingham.
Oh.
It's just so soft and beautiful. We'll tag it on Instagram and the website. But it is the blanket you will have for life. And I would love to receive this if I didn't already have 2.
Yeah.
But as a gift, I think it's an amazing gift.
Blankets are kind of like the thing that you can't go wrong with. Everybody loves a blanket.
Everybody loves a blanket. And this one's big enough for anybody. I just took them out of the dryer yesterday. And I was doing a little Chappy Wrap song and dance because I was so happy that they were fresh.
What's your song?
So the normal song is, I'm so happy in my Chappy. I'm so happy in my Chappy. And I can't remember something like, I'm so happy for fresh Chappies. I'm so happy for fresh Chappies.
Yeah. Speaking of textiles, I know I've been on this high horse before, but I'm going to say that giving a cloth napkin set would be a very good Valentine's Day present.
No, the one you tagged here is beautiful. For me, it just never comes to mind. But a napkin is something you can enjoy for years.
So I found this one on Amazon. It's cotton and linen, which is important to me because polyester napkins, they don't absorb well. Mm. And when it's a big enough napkin, it serves as a dish towel and it serves as a placemat, and you can do so many things with it. And when it's beautiful and colorful, at least for me, it brings me joy in such a small way, but it makes a big impact.
Yeah.
I found this really beautiful poppy red, light mauvey pink, orange turquoise blue and royal blue napkin. It's got these flowers on it. I think those are peonies. I'm not a flower expert.
Wait a minute. You get 12 of those for $30?
Yes, you get 12 napkins for $30, and they're a mix of cotton and linen. Like, this is...
That's crazy.
It's ideal, and it's gorgeous, and it's useful. It's functional, right? Would we say functional for Valentine's Day?
Wait, can I give you a hack on top of this?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
I used to do this back in the day. Cloth napkins, like this in a square, depending on the size, make a great pillow. You could buy two, sew them together and stuff them. And you can like have, that would make a beautiful pillow. Or I can picture actually framing that because it's such a nice pattern. And I like an interesting frame textile.
It's a beautiful pattern. And where was it that I was reading that like Mediterranean eclectic mixing and matching of prints on the dinner table is in for home decor in 2023?
You tagged it in the Facebook group. It was like trends that we're going to see.
Yeah, for 2023.
Mediterranean is in.
Yeah. So this kind of to me is Mediterranean. And you're going to have to go to KathleenCanDoIt.com to see how beautiful it is. My words right now are not giving it any justice. But again, you could give your friends one cloth napkin. And you get 12 cloth napkins for $30, for under $30. And so that's a really good bargain.
And if you have less friends, maybe they can get two.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Or three.
And on our website, we're going to include so many more gift ideas than we mentioned on the podcast today. Specifically, if you have a home decor lover in your life, Kathleen and I both know how hard it is to buy home decor items for someone because it's a very personal thing. So we've spent a lot of time sort of picking neutral home decor items that someone would be really thrilled to have.
We have great taste.
We do. We have very good taste.
This week for the social shout out. I can't say it.
Social shout out.
I want to support an artist and somebody that I love. I followed them on Instagram for a long time. And actually, I commissioned an illustration, a custom illustration of myself from her years ago. It's really cool. I'll show you. But it's Emmy Lupin Studio, EmmyLupin Studio on Instagram and her website. If you're looking to support a small business with cards for Valentine's Day, she has really cute ones for both a love partner or a friend. There's one with a bra that says, "You're the tits."
I don't know why I just love the word tits. See, it's like so funny.
I know, it's like panties.
No, I hate the word panties. I mean, words don't generally bother me. Panties is okay, but tits, I don't know.
Into
it's just
it.
The best word ever. Like boobies and titties.
Actually, brief segue. I was at the gym the other day and I was next to a group of older women playing mahjong.
Oh.
And they were gossiping and they're like, yeah, that young girl in the dressing room just had her tits out.
Oh my God.
And they're like, well, we're doing her makeup. And they're just out. Like, and they weren't even that good.
Oh my God.
I know, the snark.
Oh, judgy ladies.
I know, but if she would have said boobs or breasts, it's like whatever, but tits takes it up a notch.
It does. It's really punchy.
Okay, back to the cards.
Yeah.
So one says, love you, bestie. It's hand-drawn and they're just colorful and fun. She also does stickers.
I love her stickers. I love the idea for Galentine's Day of supporting a small business. It's really cool.
Yeah, prints the whole business. So definitely check her out. She's really cute and it's great to support someone small on such a big holiday.
I love the card that says, it always seems impossible until it's done.
I was just thinking about that and it's so true.
Oh, I need like a print of that on my wall to put in my office room where I do my work. Because you know what? Sometimes life really feels impossible.
Wait, look at the one next to it.
Get off Instagram. You have work to do.
I need both of those as my phone screensaver.
Mine should say, get off of Canva. You have work to do on Instagram.
Stop designing that random thing in Canva.
So everything we talked about and more and some of my DIY Valentine's Day poems, it's all for you available on KathleenCanDoIt.com.
I just want to remind everyone that every episode that we talk about is always on the website.
Yeah.
So if you go to KathleenCanDoIt.com, there's a tab at the top that says shop the episodes. If you're listening to episode 1 or episode 10, they're there.
Yeah, you don't have to do the work and go look up nightstand carafes because we've already picked them out for you.
Yes, we have.
You can follow this podcast on social media at Kathleen Can Do It. join our Facebook group. We have so much fun in there. There was a DIY friend in there, Rose, this week, who's figuring out if she wants to keep a free piece of furniture she got. I say keep it. What do you say, Kathleen?
I think it's worth keeping.
Yeah, throw a coat of paint on any old piece of furniture and it's like brand new.
Totally transformed. You can send us an email, hello@KathleenCanDoIt.com.
You can follow me, Kathleen Heaney, at Kathleen Loves Color.
You can follow me, Kathleen Martin, at Create a Colorful Life.
And we have a phone number if you want to text us or send us a voicemail.
That number is 201-378-3378.
We hope everybody has a really good Valentine's Day this year, whether or not you're shacked up or playing the field or single. Just love yourself. That's the most important thing.
And we love you too.
And don't forget, if Kathleen can do it, you can do it too.
Love you, Cupid arrow in your butt.